Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans. That's right. We are live from LaBelle, Florida. It's game time right now. The 2009 SSBR Finals are getting underway. We're about ready to kick things off. Let me tell you, we got some great matchups. If you had an opportunity to check out Making ATV, you saw us live. We were down here doing the live video broadcast. I want to thank Donnie for jumping in there, kind of helping us out a little bit. We do apologize. We were hoping to have a little bit longer show for you, but things are getting so crazy down here. We're getting ready to fire up. We're getting ready to bust some bulls down here in LaBelle, Florida. We do want to thank some of our sponsors down here tonight. We want to thank Coca-Cola. We also want to thank the Ronald McDonald House. They have done a fantastic job coordinating and putting this show on down here in LaBelle, and we definitely want to thank them. We also want to thank the city of LaBelle, and you know, the whole county down here has really come together to put on a great event. Rodeo fans, y'all are about to check this out. Listen to a fantastic show. We're going to bring you all the play-by-play action, but let me tell you, we're going to do something a little bit different tonight. We're going to turn things over. Rob Smet, five-time world bullfighting champion. You heard us call his show down there at the Thunder Equa Games in Las Vegas just about a month ago. And he is down here tonight. He's going to do the announcing, and we're going to let him bring you all the play-by-play action. So you're going to hear it live from Rob Smet, the five-time world bullfighting champion. We got bullfighters down here, Ross Hill. We've got Chris Weasel Forrest down here. We talked about him in Fort Myers. We also had him in Palmetto, you know, when they were down there with the Southern States Bull Riding. We also have John Topsy down here. These are going to be three of the best bullfighters, and they are going to have their work cut out for them. These are some ranked bulls. You're going to see most of these bulls in the short rounds throughout the years. We talked about them at a lot of our events. And let me tell you, these bulls are ranked, but these bull riders come to ride. They are ready for the money, and we've got some great matchups tonight. I've got JoJo Sullivan picked to win the round. He's got a good bull. He's going to be on a bull they call Geronimo. It's going to be a five-star rodeo bull, and yeah, tell you what, it's a great matchup. We also have a couple other guys. We got Alan Pippen's traveling partner, John, down here. He's got a bull from Brian Massey, B-Bar, B-Bucking Bulls, and Panda. He's my second pick. I think he's got a good opportunity to make a good ride. You know, we talked about Austin Gross. He went 88 points on this bull last week. So we should see something really good for them if the bull has a good out. So we're going to turn it down to Rob Smet here momentarily, rodeo fans, but just want to let y'all know, we will be live tonight on Making ATV. Now, if you miss it, you can go back to the Making ATV channel, tune it in, and watch the replay so you can find out what the draw is going to be for tomorrow night as well. Want to let y'all know that we have some great opportunities for that, and then we'll get matched up and let you know what's going on with some of these other things that are going on. We're going to be doing a live video feed tomorrow morning as well, or tomorrow afternoon, right before the event. So, you can tune in to Making 8 TV live for that. And then, of course, we'll be live on the Making 8 radio channel, bringing you all the play-by-play action once again for round two in the championship round tomorrow night. So we got some great things in store. You are listening to Making8.com, and we are live from LaBelle, Florida, with the Southern States Bull Riding. And let me tell you, these guys are getting ready to buck some bulls. So, rodeo fans, we're going to turn it on down to Rob Smets in the pre-event, let you go through the ceremonies, the whole bit. You're going to get the opportunity to listen to all the play-by-plays. So, rodeo fans, tune in, check it out. You're listening to Making TheBaconAid.com.
Down Charity Rodeo.
Getting up, having back sheets, nice and rough and burned. He's got his spurs on the heels of his boots. He's that hard, no one's tired. Turning home for shooting, he slips down inside. He can't wait until they turn that boy outside. He's a danger, danger. My passion cries. The pain here is no stranger. This much needs to be satisfied. Look on his second ride.
Welcome to the third annual Ronald McDonald Charity Rodeo. Let's make some noise! First, I'm going to introduce to you today the participants in the grand opening ceremony. We have chosen 8 young cowgirls who have dedicated their time in bringing to you this grand opening ceremony. Please welcome the Ronald McDonald Rodeo Chicks, is Kelsey Hansen, China Bryant, Brianna Davis, Destiny Murphy, Ashley White, Morgan Walker, Deanna Foster, and Gigi Maldonado. And today, your ringmaster, he is the only 5-time world champion bullfighter. He's known worldwide as the toughest and most fearless athletic in the world of rodeo and professional bullfighting. He is the 2006 PRCA Hall of Famer. Stand up, stop your feet, and put your hands together for Rob Smith!
Hello, LaBelle. How y'all doing tonight? All right. Well, y'all ready to have some fun? That's what we wanted. It turned out to be an awful nice night when I left Abilene, Texas. It was 16 degrees this morning. This feels good. Well, I'll tell you what, back in 1888, the very first spectators paid performance to a cowboy contest was held. Since that time, many cowboys have come to taste the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Well, tonight's no different. Tonight, the dance continues. With today's modern-day gladiators doing battle with up to 2,000 pounds of humpback, loose-skinned veteran beast. The first young man I want to introduce to you in 2005, he was the SSBR champion. This is my friend, Mr. Jason Wade. In 2006, this next young man, well, he comes from down south, even further than Florida. A 2-time champion from his home country, from Sao Paulo, Brazil, Jamie dos Santos. Well, a couple years ago, I saw him at San Angelo, Texas. He wrote the PRCA fucking Bull of the Year, Smokeless War Band. When the chips are down, don't bet against him. 07, the champ for the SSBR, B.J. Carter! All right, I got one other I'm going to go ahead and introduce. He is the 08 champion, Caleb Sanderson. He is not here tonight. He is in Madison Square Garden at the Biltmore Tough PBR. He's moved up the ladder a little bit. How about a hand for Caleb anyway, please? And now, without further ado, one of these next men that stepped out here before you is going to be the 09 SSBR champion. Without further ado, the Bull Riders of the SSBR. I'm going to introduce to you will always hold a special place in my heart, because for 28 years I did the job that they do. The first young man, this kid's a ham. His name is Mr. John Topsy from Bonnell, Florida. Cowboy bodyguard, my referee tonight. Alright. The next young man, well, he's even a shareholder in this organization. He believes in it a bunch. Been to the SSBR finals once before. Tell you what, this guy will draw him to him. How about it for my buddy, Mr. Weasel Morris? The next young man, well, the last 2 years, I've had the pleasure while we were out in Las Vegas during the National Finals Rodeo to put on a Rob Smith Invitational bullfight. This man not only won it the first time, but came back this year to defend his title, walked out of Vegas with a little over $17,000. How about it for Muscle Shoals, Alabama, Ross Hill? And a man that's going to entertain us tonight, from down the road in Tampa, Mr. Ted Schabacher!
Gentlemen, Al Curry.
Would please stand for the invitation. Dear Lord, we thank you for all the many blessings we have in our lives. We thank you for this country that we live in. We thank you for the men and women that have given it all to keep us free. We ask that you be with our leaders to help them to make the right decision. We thank you for this state, the Sunshine State, that allows us to do this sort of thing in the middle of the winter. Dear Lord, we thank you for our way of life, the country way of life, the ranch way of life. We thank you for this facility out here in Henry County, and all the men and women that have fought so hard to put on this production. We ask that you ride along with every cowboy and every animal here tonight. Help every one of them get through this event unharmed. We ask that you ride co-pilot as everybody goes home after this event. Dear Lord, we thank you for you gave up that ultimate sacrifice, for you gave up your son so that we would all have a shot at everlasting life. We say all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our national anthem and God Bless America. She's a rising country singer. She comes all the way down from Nashville, Tennessee. Please give a warm welcome to Casey Johns.
All right.
detail. Order, arms.
Never did me no harm. Raised me in the family, working on the farm. These are all fields underneath the country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got
to... All right. We're going to start it out with a bang. This is going to be Brandon Hicks. They're on board now. On the Pac-Man. Shoot number three, Alba, Western Wear Rail Supply. That's where we're going to come from. Good little black and white boom. This cowboy right and left-handed.
coming out of a left-hand delivery should be going into his right hand. Most bull riders like a bull that spins into their right hand, so this should suit him really well. 1-25 points for each of my two judges on how well the rider rides. 1-25 points for each judge on how well the animal bucks. They're looking for a bull going to go into a good tight spin, lots of kick, lots of action. That's what we're looking for, ideally, right here. Now, my judges. Fritz Brewer, Jim Howard, and Donnie Newman will be on the back judge. He'll be the one making sure nobody gets fouled. My good buddy Jason Bolzak, the escort tonight, Mr. Elmo Quintero, is horseback for him. Kenny, are you ready to have some fun? Here we go. Woo. Little rocket launch right there. Come on, LaBelle, show him a little hospitality. Help him get out of here. All right, let's move down. LaBelle, Florida. How about it? Justin Walker, he's from right here at home. All right, Justin's got the good bull, Sleepy. Just a week ago, Wagner Luciano was 87 points on this bull. Coming out of the Phillips air conditioner and heat shoot, good black and white bull right here. It's all right to show a little hometown favoritism when the gate bangs open. You hoop and holler and he'll try harder. Whoa, get around, get around, look out. Come on, LaBelle, he's one of your own. Give him something to leave with. Alright, now if this doesn't sound like a bull rider name, I don't know what is. Here he is, Ricky Ringer. Davey Florida, got the Pineapple Express. Coming to us from our good friend, Front Coast School Federal Credit Union, shoot number one. Now the important thing right here is going to be, he rides right-handed, coming out of a left-hand delivery. All the action is going to be going away from his right hand. The first jump is going to be the most important. You've really got to reach with that free arm, get yourself set up over those shoulders, and stay upright. He starts out behind on the caliber of bulls we've got. It's going to be a short night at the office for him. So the first jump is going to be the most important. Really reach and get up over that front end to watch the bullfighters as they step in. Just slap the animal away safely. Right here, slide up slow and easy. Ricky Ringer. Sun Coast Federal Credit Union. You want me to start it? Is that what you're saying, Rob? Right here, right here. I did it last week in Pasco, Washington. Had one hurt me over, full length up. All right, come on, Ricky Ringer. Oh! Well, as I mentioned, that bull kind of beat him out of there. What happens then, you end up pulling on your fighting arm. I just beat him over there all the further. The bull felt the weight on the right side. He said, let's go left. Come on, show a little hospitality for him, please. All right. Well, here's a guy, let me tell you what, this guy, he can ride for the big dollars. Gulfport Springs, Florida, this is Jake McIntyre. He is on the 06 Bucking Bull of the Year for the SSBR right here. This is Red Nanner. Now, let me tell you something about Mr. McIntyre. One of the first times I saw him, I was still fighting bulls. We were in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. He was 90 points on Mossy Oak Mudslinger, the bull that ended up being the PBR Bull of the Year. This guy knows what it is to ride for the big bucks. I'm taking Jake. Alva Westernware, that's where we're coming from. Shoot number three. Get your chin down, Jake. Hustle, 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 hustle. Come on, we got him. Looking at my judges. I'm getting a head shake now. Oh, well, I tell you, 6.5. You got to ride the bait, and it's not like horseshoes or hand grenades. You can't be close. Not close enough. Give it up for Jake McIntyre, please. Alright, let's move on to Bob Lapro. This young man, he's actually got a few bulls in the draw here tonight. He didn't draw one of his, but he was a rookie at potential rookie of the year just a year ago. This kid rides really well.
Okay. Okay, Rob.
All right. Bobby Lapro. All right. We're trying to be easy on you. We'll get her set. You good? Better? You don't want me to jump up to you, what? Get your attention that way. Okay. Phillips AC Heating and Services. Bobby Lapro, left-hand delivery. This kid rides really well. Now, I tell you what, we haven't got any good roads. We need to change the momentum right here. When the gate bangs open, you go to hooping and hollering. Bull riders are just like a football game. We need momentum. So let's get this. We need to ride one right here and get the momentum on our side. Now, Lapro, you can do it.
Oh, no.
Woo.
Over here now.
Well, come on, you've been hospitable all night long. Don't let him out of here without a little bit of something to leave with.
Hey.
Clean up aisle seven.
Wait a minute. We got way too many bulls out here. I'm sorry, Rob, but I've been keeping track. Now we got three of them. This is not right.
All right, Ken. What's the matter? Too many players on the field?
This is how stampedes start. I want you to know that.
That's a stampede.
It could happen.
That's a bullpede.
They're lost.
They think they're lost? Why don't you go ask them to leave?
Well, I'm starting to begin to like them.
You like them? But we can't have them out here. We need a show. Go get them out of here. Help us a little bit.
We're gonna need more clowns.
More clowns.
Hey, we appreciate it if you stop teasing the bulls.
All right, watch my good buddy Melmo Quintero, the bull rider in his own right. He'll run him out of here. Give it up, Melmo. All right. Now, we're going to move on. This was the 05 champ of the SSBR. He's on a former Bull of the Finals 21 state. This is Derek Jason Wade. First man I introduced to you tonight. Miami City, Florida. Miami City. All right. Move on. Shoot number four. Shoot number five. Oh, did you see that great big green machine there? She's telling me don't be afraid to go down there and visit the concession stand. We've got a possible barbecue around here. Along with my good friend Guy, we've got barbecue all the way around this arena. Now, Everglades Farm Equipment. Here we go. Oh, the big red will pull a knife on him right there. Come on, give it up for my old five champ, Mr. Jason Wade.
It's raining.
All right. Let's move on. Down the road to Arcadia. Okay, Arcadia, Florida. This is going to be Mr. Ty Harris on the Blackhawk. Now, one thing about the Blackhawk, I've been told, when everybody thinks the game's over, Blackhawk thinks the game's just begun. This is one that likes to reach out and touch someone a little bit when it's over. He will determine when the game's done. One more time, Everglades Farm Equipment, the big green meat machine, the John Deere. Right hand delivery, right hand down. This bull should turn back to the right in the favor of the bull rider. Got to really hustle. Get up front, stay there. Now, let's see. Want to see one road. When the gate banks open, you hoop and holler. Let's get the man from Arcadia around the corner on one, and maybe he'll finish the job for us. There you go, there you go. Help him. Well, and another one bites the dust.
Don't come around here no more.
Whoa, he's not liking old Mr. Ross Hill. That's a hard fence to climb right there. Let's move on one more time. Back to the Everglades Farm Equipment shoot.
Easy now, not easy to go down. Drop that run, that is how it's done. Easy now, not easy to go down. Easy now, not easy to go down.
All right. This is Noah Wheeler. Living Alabama, 431 the Taz. That's what he's got right here. Now, the thing about Mr. Wheeler right here, as I mentioned earlier on that other side, right and left-handed coming out of a right-hand delivery. The first jump's going to be the most important. You really got to reach, get up over that front end. Hustle now. Come on, Noah. Look it out. The rip cord. Watch my bull fighter step in and get him away safely. I just got about out of time where I can go ahead and start bragging on all the great breeding programs that our sport has around right now. You know, about 15 years ago, a young man named Donnie Kish out there on the West Coast, he really started breeding a bunch of Wolfman calves and stuff. The breeding programs have grown. We're going to see some bodacious sons in here tonight. We've got some really good bulls. The thing about the breeding program is pretty soon at this rate, we're going to have to start raising cowboys to ride them. Now, Jimmy Lafaro, Bellsmere, Florida, toupee. This is a spinner right here. This is going to be a good draw for him. Lafaro, he rides real good. Log Cabin Barbecue, that's where we're coming from. How well the animal bucks. Unlike in the bareback riding or the bronc ride, you're not required to spur in the bull ride. Back, we're able to see Jimmy got really good control and was throwing that outside foot. Those judges marked him up right there for it. That's what helped him get into the 80-point club right there. So that was a good bull ride right there. Hope y'all liked it. All right. Well, I'm looking at the name of this bull and they call him Satan. And I'm not sure if it's Satan's the rider or Satan is the bull. No, just kidding. This is my good buddy from Mount Juliet, Tennessee. This is Wesley Cryer. He will ride one, and when he gets done with Satan, he's going to find out what it's like to meet the Lord tonight, because Satan's going down right here. Wesley Cryer, I need you to ride one. Everglades Farm Equipment, that's where we're coming from. This will be the last bull of this section right here. Now, Wesley, I need another one rode. LaBelle, when the gate bangs open, I need you to help me now. Here we go. Let's see what we get done. Get around. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, that's it. Watch my bullfighters. Nice job right there, Mr. Stop. What the hell? Well, I like it on this side.
Mud grips, white hip, cigars sticking out of my face, Earnhardt racing sticker on the window, banged up in 4x4.
Well, can you say leaderboard change? How about 82.5 points? As we recap that first round, we've got an 81 for Jimmy Lathrow and right there an 82.5 for Wesley. That's how the first round's going to end up. Now, the reason, what do you got going there? That's one of them darned old cowboy boomerangs. Huh, Rockville? Let's see, watch. Throw it away. And it's going to come back at you. Okay, let's see. There it comes back. There you go. You want one of those weezers? Where are we going to get them at, Rob? Huh? Anybody want a weezer? Huh? You just want it out there? It'll come back, see? I can throw it better than Ross can. First time I picked it up. Comes back to you, see? There you go. All right, now.
Whoa, wait.
Now, Kenny, what are you doing?
I've taken my position right over here in the middle of the arena.
You're taking it, but I'm going to have a little bit of concern right here. We're riding bulls, and you say you're taking position, but you're packing heat, buddy.
you noticed that, did you?
I did notice that.
Well, excuse me for 1 minute. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys are in for a special treat tonight.
Special treat?
Not only are they here tonight to see the world champion bull riding finals, which they're seeing right here.
Right.
They are also going to get to see an exhibition of tricks.
Whoa, we can't have exhibitionists here.
No. Exhibition of trick and fancy sharpshooting with my pistols.
Oh, a trick and fancy sharpshooting. I didn't see that on your resume.
Yeah, you know what? There's so much cowboy stuff that I can do. I figured this would be the perfect surrounding to come out here and kind of show off a little bit. So.
Oh, you're going to show yourself? Well, okay, let's see. So what do you have in store for us tonight? Okay.
Hey, I got him.
What you're going to do.
Okay. Hey, I'm back. What we're going to do, I got my partner Russell out here, my assistant for tonight's exhibition of shoot sharp.
Your partner
shoot.
Whistle, huh?
Russell.
Russell. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I don't know. Okay, we just call him the Colonel. That's all we just
call him. Colonel. Okay, the Colonel.
Now, he's going to be holding up some little targets.
He's going to hold up the targets.
All right. Then I will be taking my 45 horse pistol.
I've got a question. Wait a minute now. If I was Russell, I'd be a little... Are you sure you're not maybe a little too far away?
No, no. This is the right distance for sharpshooting.
Really? This is the right distance. Okay. Do you all want to see this, Camille?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I don't know about encouraging him, but let's see what happens there.
Okay, first I'm going to warm up here a little bit. I got to get started with an easy trick.
Okay, let's see the easy trick.
Tonight I'll be starting with the Roy Rogers quick draw.
The Roy Rogers quick draw?
Exactly.
All right. Oh, wait. Roy. Hey, Roy. I got just one moment.
Yeah.
Russell, can you maybe... either hold it out to the end of your arm or maybe up above. I don't think that that's in the right place.
There you go. That's best.
Okay. Russell, you sure you want to do this, huh? Okay, Roy. Let's do the quick draw.
Roy Roger quick draw.
Okay. In three.
Okay. Get your cameras ready. This is really fast.
Really fast. Okay. Three, two, one. Oh. Well, hey, wait a minute. What kind of quick draw? Is he all right? That's he ain't all right. Now look what you've done.
That's not even my kid.
Well, you shouldn't aim very good.
Okay.
We can't start off like this. You better have something better than that.
I've got to do something a little different this time.
Okay, what are you going to do this time?
I'm going to aim at it.
You're going to aim this time, huh?
Yeah.
All right, quick draw.
Okay. Hey, guys, in the back, watch you back there. These things have been known to ricochet.
Ricochet? Oh, come on, everybody, look how we got one.
Thank you, that's right.
All right, Mr. Schaffhauser, now what?
Okay, I'm warmed up now.
You're warmed up? Oh, now it's easy, huh? It's all downhill from here.
This time I'm going right to one of the hardest tricks that I know.
The hardest trick you know.
I'm going to take the gun.
Take the gun.
I'm going to shoot it between my legs.
Oh, you know what? That may not be a good idea.
Now, believe me, I'll be all right.
Okay.
Hey, and don't worry if it was dangerous. He never would have volunteered, so that's the way I look at it.
If it was dangerous, he'd never... I'm not so sure he knows better than not to volunteer.
Now look, Rob, the main thing is making sure he got everything out of the way.
Yeah, okay. Well, I hope you got everything out of the way.
Here we go. Hey, how about that?
Wait a minute. I'm not sure about this act now.
I'm pretty sure he didn't do it right.
I don't think that happened right. What, have you got something in your hands down here? Huh? That shot, there was a lot of delay, and then all of a sudden it went off. And I think you guys are cheating.
No, I think it's the cold weather does that to the bullets down here.
The cold weather does it to the bullets.
Look, we got one more trick. Let us redeem ourselves.
Well, you need to redeem yourself.
You're going to love this one.
We can't be cheating these people now.
No, Rob, we've been practicing this all day.
You've been practicing all day?
Well, we've been thinking about it all day.
Okay, let's see it then.
Now, we got some of those little fried egg beginner's kits there.
Fried egg? You
fried chicken.
You're going to shoot that fried egg?
Oh, you're going to love this. What we're going to do, Russell's going to throw an egg up in the air. I will take this 12-gauge single shotgun.
Shotgun.
Two
okay.
Shots is pretty bad.
Careful with
it's okay. Don't worry. I'm a professional.
I can tell. You know what? Being a trained professional really concerns me right now.
He's trying to throw that egg up in the air, and I'm not just going to shoot that egg. I am going to separate the white from the yolk.
Oh, you're going to separate the white from the yolk?
Yes, sir. I'm going to get white.
All right. Let's see it.
On three. Ready?
One,
two, three, four. Five. I got it. Thank you.
That's a cheap trick right there. Wait a minute. You can't swap those people like that. Come on. Hey, put another shell in. That's not right. You can't get away with that. Those people paid good money, and they didn't pay it to see a cheap trick like that.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I got you right. You expect me to hit that thing where it's up in the air?
You said you could hit it in the air.
I did not. I said,
what the hell do you think you can hit in the air? They don't think so either, but we're going to see it one time.
Do we have any extra eggs?
You are
in luck tonight because we happen to have two eggs, not one, but two.
All right.
Give me one.
Just be careful at a single shot.
Okay. One second here. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey. Try not to mess this up. Make me look bad in front of all the people here. Get it way up there in the air.
Way up in the air.
He's messing up. He's making me look bad.
Oh, he's the one messing up. Okay.
Okay, are you ready? Way up in the air. Ready on three. Ready? One, two, three, four. Oh, I got this, Rob. Oh, come on. Man, that was my oh, it's stuck in my ear.
Hey! Russell, he liked that a lot right there. Whoa, whoa, whoa!
You bit that shit.
Got a little bit hot.
Look, why
no, no, just get away from me. It's all gone. All right, how about it for Kenny Shopper Director?
Sorry, this will be, I'll be right back, huh?
Boy, I guess I hope you'll hurry back, would you?
Look at this.
I need you to get in this barrel and get rolled around. Let's see what barrel men do. Now, y'all ready to see some more barrel action? All right, let's move on. Lakeland, Florida. Pineapple Express is the bowl. This is Ryan Jones. 5-star Bucking Bull. Alba Western Wear and Ranch Supply. That's the shoot we're coming from right here. Oh, I tell you what, we're starting to see it a lot more and more, but I've never seen one like this. This young man's wearing a helmet. A lot of guys now from the junior rodeos and high school rodeos, they require them to wear helmets coming up through the ranks. We're starting to see the younger guys making it to the play with the big boys. They're comfortable wearing a helmet. That's fine. They don't have to put a cowboy hat on. He has a mohawk on top of his helmet. Now, I've never seen this before. So let's see what happens. Ryan Jones, Lakeland, Florida. That's where we're coming from right here. Gentlemen, how about it for my bullfighter stepping in right there?
That would be all right. That would be all right. That would be all right. Everybody, everywhere, had a lot.
All right. Let's move on. Shoot number two. Phillips Heating and Air Conditioning. This next young man right here. The first time I saw him, we were in Louisville, Kentucky, 2 years ago. Winter time, the weather was bad. Made a phone call, had vehicle problems on the way there. They hold his bull. He ends up being the last bull. We have a long, what we call a long go round and then a short round. He was the last bull rider out in the long round. They held his bull. He just shows up. He didn't put his shafts on, put a bull rope on. He jumps out there to 85 points. Comes back, draws the rankest bull out that night in the short go, and rides the hair off of him. Drove through a snowstorm, everything else, walked out of there with about $5,000 in his pocket. This young man from Georgia, 19 years old, he can rumble, champ. Let me tell you, we've been watching that Gatorade commercial float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Come on, JoJo. Get around, don't go down in there. Now, watch my bullfighters. Weasel, thank you. Get him out. Look right there. Sacrifice your body. Give it up for my guys. Come on, Bill, give it up for my buddy JoJo Sullivan. He paid extra fees to be here. All right. move on. Arcadia, Florida. This is the star. The cowboy? Well, he's the star, too. Alan Kiffin. No, J.W. Court, right here. Arcadia, Florida. Suncoast School Federal Credit Union, shoot number one. That's where we're coming from. We're back to that item that I was mentioning earlier. Left hand delivery, right side. The first jump is going to be the most important. You've got to get out over that front end, leaving the chute right here. Now, slide up slow and easy. Come on, put your hands together. Let's get that ready. Oh! Well, you can see right there how I was talking about that first jump. He gets beat out of the chute. And the bull riding is so important that your riding arm stays bent. You stay up over those front shoulders. That bull beats him out of the chute. The next thing that happens, he gets him to the end of his riding arm. Whenever you get to the end of your arm, you start matching your strength against the bull's strength. 160 pounds against 1,600, the bull will make short work of it all night long. Come on, give it up for our young man from Arcadia. All right. The next young man I'm going to introduce to you, he comes in the lead for the 09 title. This guy can ride bulls. Sao Paulo, Brazil is where he calls home. Coming at you from the Love Cabin Barbecue Shoot, this is Wagner Luciano. This is the five-star bull, number 55, right here. Luciano, I tell you what, this man is 50. Why do the Brazilians do so good? I'm going to tell you why. Because they have a good work ethic. Those guys don't take anything for granted. They work hard. There is a way to get out of Brazil. I went to Brazil to Barreiros a few years back to 30,000 people a night at the bull riding. I'm telling you what, the wildest, loudest crowd I've ever fought bulls in front of in my life. Good crowd, but they're either real rich or they're real poor. If you're a poor young man, the only way to get out of there is to ride bulls and ride them real well. And that's why we've seen so many young Brazilian bull riders that ride so good. And they like that good craft, green back, cast, American money. So here we go. Wagner and a big SSBR World Final Buckle will be there to be with it. Now, slide up easy.
Sure.
This bull squatting in the chute a little bit, what we call kind of keep in the start squat. You want that bull standing on all fours, looking out into the arena real good. Everybody thinks the biggest misconception about bull riding is that the injuries happen out in the arena.
I know.
You get to messing around in the chute, that's where you'll get hurt. You got a few of those injuries.
I stepped in a hole right over there, and that hurt.
Well, go get that broom. I'll prop you up. Let that guy have a break.
You forgot to introduce my partner over here.
Who is your partner?
Hey, this is Bubba.
Who?
This is my friend Bubba.
Bubba?
Just Bubba.
Just Bubba, huh?
Bubba.
Yeah, that would be your twin brother, Bubba.
No, he's my backup here. We take care of this part of the arena back here. That's pretty good.
So, you like there's a line up here somewhere if the bulls come this past the line? That line right there.
Right here, buddy.
Any bull that comes past the line, then those guys up front, they can take it easy. You got it handled, you and Bubba.
We take care of it.
That's what the deal is. Oh, okay.
We are Border Patrol right here, amigo.
The Border Patrol. All right. Love Cabin Lucky Shoot. Wagner Luciano. Let's see what happens right here, bull 55. Got to get him to stand up just a little bit. Body, have some new pickup lines so we can get a date for tonight.
That's right, buddy. Tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night. So, can you get, well, let's see you. I want to see you practice some of those pickup lines. Have you got somebody spotted? Okay, spot us a date. You know what? I see a girl up there in a blue denim shirt. That's the girl. Blue denim jacket. Right there. That's who we need to go at.
Wait.
Hey. All right. Wait just a minute. Wagner looks like he's going to get out. Then we'll get back and send us the same. Help him. Get around. I like it. Oh, Wagner, nice cool ride. Well, we'll get to him in just a minute. Kenny, go ahead. Let's hear that first pickup line.
I'm working up to it.
Oh, you're working up to it. Okay.
Hey, baby. How much do you weigh?
Whoa. I just said pickup line. You don't ask a woman how much she weighs. What are you doing to us? Oh, God.
Hey.
How you doing? Well, that was better anyway. Well, I've done better than the first one. The next line you got.
How old are you?
No!
I just asked you
how old. You're killing me. How old are you? How much do you weigh? Oh, gosh. Get back down here. You're going to have us both scared. We won't get a date anywhere now. Who's Mason? Who's Watson? Okeechobee, Florida. We got anybody from Okeechobee here tonight. Phillip's heating and air conditioning. That's where we're coming from. Mackenzie's pet right here. Come on, Mackenzie. Chill out. We got one. Look out.
Wow. Man, good thing you can run.
Come on, you've been hospitable all night, LaBelle. Give it up for Newt.
Stop telling him for the name.
Let me tell you a funny story. What are you got going on? Where'd you come up with the horn?
It's my new secret weapon.
Your new secret weapon?
Yeah. Have you noticed them bulls? They've been coming out here looking at us over here.
Yeah.
That's why when they come over, they'll think I'm a girl bull.
Oh, okay. Good luck. Keep that on, would you? This next guy right here, he rides bulls tough. Auburndale, Florida. This is Brian Corson, Suncoast Schools Federal Credit Union. Let me tell you a little something about Brian Corson. Brian Corson rode the PBR Tour, rode on the Billboard Cup Series. We were back east. I know we're quite a ways east right now, but we were up northeast one time. Brian just bucked off the bull. I'm sitting there fighting bulls. For those of you that might not know Brian, he is an adamant competitor. He hates to lose. This bull threw him off. Get around, Corson. Look out. Come on, give it up for Brian. He landed kind of hard. What I was going to say is this bull threw him off and reached over and gave him a left tap, and the next thing I see, Brian's chasing the bull out of the arena, wanting to go give the bull a left tap. That's how hard-headed and tough he is. Give it up better than that for my buddy, Mr. Corson. All right. Well, we have night already from that. How about Arcadia, Florida?
Down the road.
Oh, what's up, the people? All right, here we go. Hello, Arcadia. Hello, Austin Gross.
Hi, guys.
We got a fan base right there. All right, when the gang bangs open, you're responsible for Austin. Gonna be coming out of the Love Cabin barbecue shoot right here. Now, Austin, you gotta hustle. We got people from home. They're here to cheer for you. We only have to be 86 and a half to take the lead. Stay up front, stay aggressive, get the money. That's what we're here for. I want all of you to notice all these good sponsors that we have. Glenco Schools, Phillips, the Alba Western Store, Log Cabin Barbecue, Everglades. If it wasn't for that big John Deere, we couldn't drag this arena. And our good friends at Seacoast National Bank, along with the Gator Hammock, the Cooter Rub, Udaw, Diversified Land Company, and the Seminole Oakley Indian Village. Now, get around, hustle, stay in front. Look out now, we got him back there. That's what we wanted, Union Bull. A little bit of a Union Bull there, heard the whistle, they got some out. Also, Dr. Pepper, Coca-Cola, the Criminal Justice Protection Unit, and also Homestead Rodeo, January 29, 30, and 31 this year, 2010. Let's see what my judge has on this side. All right, well, that's going to get him a score. How about 77 points for the young man from Arcadia?
Hey, watch out, he's still here. See, that's what happens when you don't listen. You get roped. Now what are you going to do?
I'm showing your girly outfit.
Yeah. They hate when you do that.
All right.
Hey, wait. Hold everything. This is the time of the part of the show where I let everybody take pictures of it. Get down?
Yeah.
I can get down.
Find out where we're moving to. Back to the Love Cabin Barbecue.
Get down.
All right. Bye-bye. Alan Pippen. Fox Springs, Georgia. 86 to the 5-star herd right here. Log Cabin Barbecue, one more time, that's where we're going to come from. Jimmy, now what are you doing?
I'm trying to hear.
Trying to hear?
Yeah.
If you're having trouble hearing, you'd be the only guy here that can't hear.
That lady told me to get down.
The only reason you couldn't hear is that lady slapped you upside the head, not to make you deaf from your question. Now, Alan Pippen, sliding up slow and easy. Good looking sharp big bull right here. Spot, get around.
Wow,
give your arm and it's over. Come on, LaBelle, thank you for being here.
That's right. He's all dizzy. He don't know which way to go.
Who, the bull?
Yeah, you see him? He's there. Look, there he goes again.
Ross Hill says, let me twist you up just a little bit.
He's chasing.
Oh, no. Come on. Huh? He says, come on.
That's right, boy. You get the rope. Tomorrow you'll be at McDonald's.
All right. Well, this is probably the matchup I've been waiting for all night long. We're going to move over there to the Everglades shoot number 5 right now one more time. This is the man I introduced to you early on, the 07 champ from St. Cloud, Florida. This is B.J. Carter. Is that the Dick Bull preacher? I'm going to tell you what. This bull's butt. PJ sits up front, does it right. We could have another leaderboard change. That 86-point ride is anything but safe. What do you think, Mr. Softboxer?
One time I'd like to see one just come over here so y'all can see me in action.
You want to see you in action, huh? Okay. We'll see if we can't get one to cross the line. I want to see you in action.
Just come close.
Maybe we ought to move, maybe we ought to move your line up a little bit.
No, we'd be leaving all this part of the arena exposed.
Well, being the professional athletes you are, that if we move the line up a little, you could still cover that much ground. What are you doing? Now, BJ, we need to ride one. LaBelle, if you want to see one red when the gate bangs open, you hoop and holler and help him get it done. Watch it. Thank you, John Coffey. I appreciate it. BJ, you got stepped on a little bit. Said he's all right. Stepped on that riding arm. I don't like the look of that right there. Come on, give it up for my buddy, Mr. BJ Carter. Let's move on. Not made for the weak of heart, that's for sure. 26. Drew Carmichael, Buckingham, Florida. He's on the Bucking Ford. The Seacoast National Bank, shoot number 6. That's where we're coming from. Watch my buddy, this copy. Now, the shoe fly turn back technique right here.
Here comes a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Kenny, what are you doing now?
I brought him over here so he can be a little closer to the action.
A little closer to the action, huh?
Hey.
John said if you really want closer to the action, you could take this place.
Let's do it.
Oh, don't stay by me. I'm retired, remember? All right, let's see it right here. Whoa! Rock and roll right there. Come on, LaBelle, be hospitable one more time. Was I thinking? I was thinking I could ride him. That's what he said.
Hell, man, is up in the head.
All right. You know what? You've been hearing for the last week that we've got a featured event here. Anybody like horse racing? Motorcycle racing? Any kind of racing? You're all about it? Well, you're just going to have to wait. Because guess what? What I see standing at this gate right here is by far more beautiful than what I was getting ready to introduce. You heard her singing the national anthem. How about it for Nashville recording artist, Miss Casey Jaw?
Oh,
Sorry, we're having technical difficulties. Let me hear you guys make some noise out there. It's hard being wired up over here. That was terrible. Let me hear you guys make some more noise out there. Oh, he's gone. This first song I'm going to sing for you guys is a song that I recorded in Nashville. And this is a song that I wrote, and I hope you like it. This is called A Riddle to My Rhyme. Oh, yeah, you guys, put your hands together. You're the icing on my cake, you're the cherry on my sundae, you're the sprinkle in my heart. My birthday tomorrow, I say I'm an L-O-V-E love with you, babe. You make me wanna
myself. My name is Casey John, and I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm 20 years old, and I just recorded my debut album in Nashville, and I have CDs for sale for you guys, and my booth is set up right over there, and I have t-shirts, and I will be signing autographs after the show, and I'd love to meet you guys. This next song, I'm going to need a volunteer, so I think I'm going to use a cowboy over here. Are you in the blue shirt? I had a love song to sing to you. So someone's got to come down here. Yeah.
I know what you do on Friday night. And I know what you do in your free time. And I know just how to make you smile.
about you. I wake up a little more. Can't wait to hear from you. In my hands, oh, in my mind. Tell me that with infinity. Tell me you love me. You love me?
What's your name, by the way? John? Okay, let's see what we have for John over here. Here we go, John.
I can tell what's on your mind. When you fall in love, I will come. I can tell when you lie. You wanna know what you do to me, yeah. I'll stay up late at night, writing a song about you. And I'll wake up a little more. Can't wait from you. You're in my heart, oh, you're in
my mind.
Tell me you're with me. You love me?
Yeah.
All right, this is the best part.
Let me hear you guys make some more noise out there.
Every breath I take, every move I make, you
tonight, but we are going to have the All-American Donkey Derby.
All right,
right here. All right. As we step out here, jockey number one, the school superintendent, Mr. Rick Murphy. He'll be dressed in the blue right here. Oh, give it up for our school superintendent, Mr. Murphy. His mount tonight is the little piggy. Okay.
Donkey thing.
Now, dressed in red. How about it, you guys? Now, everybody needs to cheer for this. This is your property appraiser, Mr. Philip Peltier. All right. Now, Philip Peltier.
Hey, hold it, Rob.
What for?
Before we go any further. Hey, we're not doing any recounts tonight. Whoever wins, okay?
No recounts?
I just wanted to clear that up before we start.
Don't tell Philip Willett that he will cheat a little bit.
I just want to keep it fair. Keep it above the table, as we say.
All above the table? I don't think he's all above the table, but he's on a good deal tonight. Call me when it's over.
That's his dog. Now,
from the Florida Highway Patrol, dressed in purple, how about it for Mr. Tim Butcher? Mr. Butcher is riding the Terminator. Okay, now, I like this guy. He remembered back when I used to confide him. This is the sheriff, Mr. Steve Winton, dressed in green.
Hey, Rob, look. It looks like he's done this before.
Look at my buddy. He's ready to rock. And my buddy right now, he's on go-go amigo. All right. Lomax Hale, the city manager for Belgrade. Right here, he's dressed in pink. He's on Help Me Rhonda. That leaves one. Heartland Construction Zone in the dark blue, Mr. Wayne Wilkins on Dirty Harry. All right, riders, will you get on your mouths?
Okay, when I say go,
Give me the complaining rule.
They're going to get on their donkey.
Get on their donkey.
They're going to ride all the way down where that young cowboy
all
is.
All the way down where he is.
And then the first one back down here where you're going to be the finish line.
The first one back to me is the winner.
That's right, and they must be on their donkeys. This is a donkey race, not a donkey race.
You've got to get on the donkey race.
Exactly.
You've got to be on your donkey's back when you get to the finish line.
That's right.
Okay.
So we got to have a fair start. We want to get everybody up here on the line.
All right, Mr. Murphy, Mr. Peltier, Butcher, Witten, Harrell, and Wilkins. You pick the jockey of your choice. We're going to have us a race.
Are you ready? Wait a minute. He's cheating all in.
They told us he's cheating.
We got a false start.
False start. All right.
This is not NASCAR. You back him up there.
Okay. Here we go.
Hey, we're watching you there, amigo. Okay.
Now,
where are you going?
Okay. Everybody ready?
Control your donkeys. On your mark.
Shut the back gate, boys. Shut the back gate.
No.
Get on. What? Don't let go. Get on. All right. Here's the purple Mr. Butcher's on. My buddy Mr. Witt, he's on. And Taylor Bell's here. Call me when it's over. Bring it up the rear now. Mr. Witt, in the blue. Wayne Wilkins, he's up to the board. Here he goes. Come on, Wayne. Rick Dirty Harry to the house. And Rick Murphy. Lomax is on. Now, you've got to be on their backs when you get to the finish line. Wait, you're doing good. In the blue, Wayne Wilkins, here we go. We're coming to the backstretch. Now, it's Wayne's off. Lomax, Harrell, we're coming. Wayne Wilkins, come on now. We're there almost. You're turning in the wrong way. We got them all on the ground, boys. Nobody can win if you're not on their back. Oh! Phillip, watch out. Steve, watch out. You lost your donkey. That's it. Go, Wes, Phillip, win. Watch it. Almost here. Come on, you've got to be on his back to win. Oh, no. He did it, Steve.
They
got to
win it.
And coming in second in the purple, Mr. Butcher, the Florida Highway Patrol. Come on, let's give it up for our jockeys. Did you enjoy the Donkey Derby?
This is how we do it.
Oh, we have a trophy for the winner right here.
You can present that.
This is our present right here, January 8th, the Donkey Race Derby winner. Congratulations, Mr. Peltier. You slipped by another one, didn't you? Give it up for your county appraiser. Lakeland, Florida, y'all ready to ride some more bulls? All right, now. Elias Silva from Brazil on the Bull Digger. This is a good bull. This is one of the featured bulls of the SSTR. We're liable to watch this bull buck in the short go round tomorrow. Peter Moore change when it's possible. We need to be 86 and a half to get there. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bull grids so far tonight. We need another one. Elias, help us get down right here. Phillips Heating and Air Conditioning Services, shoot number 2, that's what we're going to come to you from. Kenny, come on, let's see you. We put it out here for
us.
You want to see your boogie just a little bit? Can you boogie?
I can't. I'm still too tired from last night. You weren't even here.
Too tired from last night? What did you do last night?
Oh, We had a big celebration down there at the Tiki Village, down at the Tiki, down at Roland Martin's place.
Down at the Roland Martin's place?
Yeah.
Let's hope you guys didn't catch no fish.
Oh, no.
We wanted to celebrate.
Yes, we were celebrating. You should see that there were so many ladies there last night, and they all were fighting over it. They wanted me to dance with them.
They all wanted you to dance with them, huh? Well, I tell you what, no better than your pickup lines where you didn't have very many partners.
Well, I don't know about all that, but there was two girls. They started fighting over me right there in the middle of the floor. I had to call the sheriff.
Two girls were fighting over you. You had to call her. So wait a minute. Well, I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Elias Silva from Brazil. The bowl digger. That's where we're at right now. Phillip's heating and air conditioning. Come on, Elias. Come on, Elias. Oh. Kenny, you want me to tell you something about that ride right there? Elias keeps getting up like that, he will never hurt his ankles.
Exactly.
He's had a bad day. Come on, give it up for Elias Silva. He tried hard for you. All right. Well, let's go back to St. Cloud, Florida. Hunter Carter. He's got the good bull, Skid Row. Well, we'll keep it in the Carter family. The last one didn't fare so well. Everglades Farm Equipment, that's where we're going to. We like it. Big and green, John Deere green. I tell you what, you get over there in that Abilene country, a lot of wheat pasture. We got a few of them John Deere tractors over our way, too.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Howard, you haven't fun yet? A real good time. Aren't you glad we left the front marshal in town? Don't you just let our hair down? You don't have a lot of hair to have to worry about letting it down anymore. I'm kind of getting there with you. It's getting gray. I got a little more up. It's graying up in a hurry. All right. Everglades. Come on, let's go and pass the floor. Oh, little boy. Tell you what, he hit right about where brother did. That boat about got stepped on good tonight.
Hey, don't come back here.
Oh, hell, Kenny, he's all yours. That's what you told me. He crossed the line.
I know, I got to get warmed up first.
All right, let's say no. Just climb down there and get his attention. It's not working.
Yeah, but wait a minute, maybe.
No, push him that way.
Get out of here.
Let's watch my buddy Melmo throw it on him right there. Put it on him and take him to the house, Mr. Quintero.
That's right. That's what happens when you come back here.
I sure wish you'd have been in your hat when he went by him right there.
Not my new one.
All right. Anybody ever heard of Winter Haven, Florida? All right, how about Kenny Hammock right here on Bo's Boy? Let me tell you something about Bo. I watched this bull's daddy wipe Tuff Hedeman out one year. We were all in Las Vegas. This bull's daddy is the great bull, Bodacious. If this bull is anything like his daddy is, this young man better cock his hammer. And I'm telling you what, fits in the gene pool, this one is a bucker. I'm a Western Wearing Ranch Supply. That's where we're coming from. Shoot number three. This is another big yellow whale right here. Let's see how he gets by. This is a young gun on the SSCR tour. The good thing about young guns, they come with no fear. Get around. Help him, O'Bell. Help him. Yes. Oh. Well, I'm looking to my judge. I'm looking for thumbs up. Bell, not quite there. Come on, LaBell. Guess what you're going to give him. What have you got going there?
Did you notice that? I'm ready now.
Oh, you weren't ready before, huh? So you're telling me the next one comes across the line, we're getting it on.
That's right, man. When he come over on this side, it's on now.
Oh, boy, you're awful serious.
I've been holding back all night, Rob.
I'm not sure that green belt's enough, though.
Yeah. Now it holds my penis up real good here. All right.
No. I got Lake Wales, Florida. Anybody ready for Lake Wales? Kevin the Rooster McKinnon on raspberry. Well, we've been talking about genetics. Raspberry goes back to raspberry wine, strawberry wine. This folks got a good race program behind him. Hustle, hustle, hustle. Come on, the bell. All right. Bull hop, skip, a lot of duck, duck, dive right there. How about 76 points right there? I'm going to tell you what. That bull didn't turn back into a spin, but every time that bull jumps in the front end, for all of you that ride horses a lot, you know about lead changes. You can see that bull changing leads every time he hit on the front end. That's a lot like trying to ride a jackhammer up there. Hard on his body, not going to get a lot of good score from the judges, but a hard bull to ride. 76, give it up for the young man, please.
Wait.
I'm not ready, wait. This is Panda right here. John Mastrangelo, Plainfield, Florida. 490, the Panda. Well, let's see what kind of Panda bear we got right here. This is a bucket bull. Flat braided rope through the palm of his hand, back around behind his wrist, back through the palm of his hand, literally tying himself on. That's what the young man's doing. Panda's ready. John's ready. Tied up slow and easy. Let him have me, he says. Get up, get up, get up, get up, John. Get up, John. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Look at my judge. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Mr. Howard? Yes or no? Yes, that's what I thought, because that whistle was off. Got 41 years. Now I'm going to explain the situation before I ever tell you a score in just a minute. But let me get my scoring right. All right, I like the score. Now, you're going to say you heard the whistle blow. Both of my judges have a stopwatch in their hand. When that bull breaks the plane of the chute right there, the judge on this side, since that bull came out over here, he's got to watch it. He starts. Sometimes my girls get a bad shot at it right there. You heard two different deals. The judge's whistle in his hand is official. He had him in 8 seconds. How about 82.5 points? All right, let's move on. Fellsmere, Florida. What's Sean Morrison? I like this young man. He rides well. He's got one tonight, 370. The salty dog. This bull is mean. Not a little bit. He's mean. I'm telling you. My bullfighters, they better be on their toes. Because this one's going to try and get somebody. He wants to play ball. Everybody's farm equipment, John Deere, that's where we're coming from. I see my buddy Weasel giving the high sign. Maybe he ran it down through the little finger. That's the suicide wrap. Let's see what happens. Get around, I like it. Come on, you better like it, come on. Let's get Whoa!
Oh, you better watch her there, Mr. Cop. It's okay, you don't have any
horn. Oh, no, no, no. He's not going to like me for this. Don't shoot the messenger. They got him for reaching down and slapping him with the free hand. No score for him. I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
All right.
All right.
Log cabin duck and shoot. This is Ricky Maddox.
Under them.
23. This is Ricky Maddox. He's a rookie. Winter Haven, Florida. Yellow 5 is the bull that he has right here.
I'll do something.
Love Cabin Barbecue. Got a lot of good barbecue. Had some good Freddy Tyers barbecue. Went over there and had a pulled pork. Tell you what, had some good chicken noodle soup up there at the back end earlier tonight. Judy, what are you doing up there? What is you getting yourself in trouble with this? All right, let's see what we get done.
I got two of them.
Ricky Maddox. We're heading toward a Log Cabin Barbecue.
Norris, right here.
What's that?
What?
What are you doing?
Not that.
Nothing?
I was showing the lady my muscles.
You were showing the lady your muscles? Oh, but how come they're going down? How come those muscles are pointing downward?
What?
They were pointing downward.
That's the way I grow them.
Oh, okay.
Then I can do that.
Oh, you got him hollering for it. Yeah. Oh, no, no, I don't even want to close to the road. Walk right here. Oh, look, my bullfighters, good job right there. Rocky Ross Hill. Keep going, you're doing good.
Usually after the first or second time, people.
Oh, come on, give it up for my boy right there. You've been hospitable all night long.
Whew. Hey, Rock.
Okay, let's see. What do you got for me? Let's see what you got with that.
Now, this is the part of the show where I usually do a little karate demonstration.
You do a little karate demonstration. Okay, let's see your karate demonstration.
Tonight I brought my whooping sticks.
Your whooping sticks, those are called nunchucks.
That too.
Okay.
I will be taking these and I will commence to hurling them around my body.
Now, wait a minute. Before you go to hurling them around your body, you do know you can get hurt with those things.
That's okay. Like I told you earlier, I am a professional.
You are a trained professional.
Exactly. I have more than just one thing.
Okay, let's see then.
Okay. First, I got to get them going.
All right.
Now, whoa, look at that.
Swing roll there. Okay.
That's called the forward spin.
The forward spin.
Figure.
Oh, to a little figure eight movement right there.
Figure zero.
Figure zero.
One.
Whoa, that's with some authority.
When you put it, it's really dangerous, but when you put it all together, it's like ballet.
It's like ballet. Okay, let's see your form of ballet right here. Little sweep movement. Figure eight, ballet move.
I'm done.
That looked like, did it hurt?
Just a little bit.
You know why just a little bit?
Why?
I'm not going there, sorry. All right.
You know.
Let's move on. One more time to the Alva Ranchwear. Red Supply in Western Wear. We're starting to warm things up. Oh, I don't even know who this is. I don't even have to walk it out. Everybody knows the McIntyre boys. Somo Springs, Florida. This is Clay McIntyre. Number 11. You lost? You had to take it out on your buddy?
Gotta get
Poor Bubba. Now, here, watch. Let me help you with that.
Yo, just a minute. I have that hit to beat the block. You can get that bass on below. I got that rock. Brown. That future.
I don't think it goes there.
Play that to God. Bumble Springs, Wild Bill. I told you the last hour, boys, that they owned a couple of these bulls out tonight. Well, this is one of them. This bull, the scoop bomb got on him, is going to jump down, turn back either way, but he's going to turn back right there about 5 seconds as long as Clay sits in the middle of him. Watch him jump in the air real hard, try it real hard, and then jump out of the spin and go back the other way. We've got a potential leaderboard change right here. This is a good bull. What are you doing? Come on. Help him! But oh, there's a big jump! Well, the big jump got him! Wow! Wow! He can have it on the clipboard.
That is the fastest bull in the world right
there. Hey, guess what? He's on your side of the line. Go get him!
He's on my side. Welcome, my friend. Welcome.
He's looking for you.
Don't hit him.
Oh, no!
Oh, man. Wait, he's not done yet.
Guess what? He's coming back.
He's looking for Weasel.
Hey, guess what? If you go stand out there, you saw he won't hit a dummy.
I can't. I just sat on the flag.
You'll be safe. He won't hit a dummy. Well, the scouting report I had on that bull was pretty true. He started it real good. Good bull right there.
Mr. Howard, we're coming out.
Thank you, Mr. Quintero. Oh, we're getting down to the last couple. Let's see where we're going. All right. Well, what's the Corson earlier? Here's Henry Corson off the Kobe, Florida. 13th to bowl. Philip, heat and air conditioning, suit number two. That's where we're coming from.
Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now.
Oh, look.
Kitty.
Hey, I can get it.
Okay, right here.
All right, hold up just 1 minute. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got some people right here that helped make this whole event possible. First, we want to thank, on behalf of the Ronald McDonald House, Steve and Amanda Nisbet. They own the local McDonald's. They're the owner-operators. We'd also like to thank Mr. and Mrs. Maldonado, Steve and Nancy, with the Criminal Justice Protection. How about a big round of applause for them? They help make sure it all happened right here. Thank you all very much, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you. Heck, this is the best part, lady. I'll even drop my clipboard there. Bye-bye. Thank you all very much. One more time. Thank you, LaBelle. All right, let's move on. LaBelle, Florida, you ready for a hometowner? Oh, the heck with it. We'll leave him in the chute if you can't get any louder than that. How about it for a hometowner? All right, I like that a lot better. Timmy Smith, LaBelle, Florida.
One, two, 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 one,
Y'all already know what I'm about. The flow that I stick over Drake drums. I ain't stupid, I forgot to my joke.
All right. Maybe we got the right beat right here. If you'll get live, we'll ride one. We need to be 90 points tonight.
I'm gonna get dropped in here.
You know you make me wanna pick my heels up and throw my hands up and throw my hands back and come on now, jump up. Hey, we're gonna get out about 79 and a half. The good news is it's an average of a bull run. He's got one run. We've only got about 8 of those. We like it a lot. Now, let's move on. I introduced him earlier, the 06 champ.
Where did you come
I told you, down in his country,
you come from?
I went to Barreiros, 30,000 people a night at the bull ride. This is a two-time Brazilian champion, the 06 SSBR champion, Jamie Dos Santos right here, Montana Barbecue Shoot number 4. That's where we're coming from. What are you going to take, Jamie? I'm taking the champ.
I don't know, it's right on the line.
Daddy always told me, you bet the champ till you beat the champ. Dos Santos, good bet. I'm telling you, this guy rides bulls for a living. All the time, he rides them up. We're not getting him on the ground tonight, I can tell you that. Right here, right now, I'm at the ranch on it. Come on, put your hands together. Let's have a little fun, get a little loud. We're going to be 90 points right here. All right. James Dos Santos, Block Cabin Barbecue. That's where we're coming to, number 4. Now, I want this bull looking out into the arena. He's looking. John got him. Push him over a little bit. All right, anybody can ride him in there, champ. We need him out here to be 90 points.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk?
I'ma get some junk. Get you that junk off my hump. My hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My hump.
Get around, help him! How about 80 and a half points right there for Mr. Dos Santos? All right. As we move on, one more time, Log Cabin Barbecue, shoot number 4, that's where we're coming from. This is Lane Hartsog, Auburn, Alabama. Copper Cop.
3 times from left to right.
I'm telling you, 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 I'm telling you,
Okay.
All right.
Well, I want to be. I'm Kevin Barber. That's where we're coming from.
The way I like it. Sunday turn is up. I got a seat up in the
car. We're looking out here. Getting everything set. That's kind of a double bag type of a handle is what that bull rope with the handhold is. Put your hand in there. Your partner pulls the rope tight. Go across the palm of your hand back behind your wrist. Back through the palm of your hand. Here we go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't go down in there. Hustle.
Well,
you want me to jump on him? Oh, gosh, if he wouldn't have moved, I had
him. Hey, stop that. Oh, bad boy.
Judges, put thumbs down. Nope, didn't make it. Well, I see him. He tried not to reach across with that free arm. Finally started down in that well too far. He had to reach across there and get himself out. Come on, give it to him for a good effort right there.
And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in the closet to my...
Hey, bring him over here. I feel like riding one now. I got the urge.
Well, guess what? That deal I talked about earlier with the stopwatches, I got a thumbs up from my judges. They are going to mark him. I'm looking at the stopwatch right here. 8.37 seconds, my judges got. Well, we're going to look at how about 82 points? All right, watch my buddy, Mr. Hill. Now, follow. Now, take him to the fire. We're rolling. Norman, come on. I promise we're not going to have to do it anymore after this one. Stay here.
You're
come on.
Feeling a no
you got it. You're almost there. Just let your drive.
I'll be your ticket. Oh, woo.
That's right.
All right, how about it for Mama Quinto? All right, tell you what I wanted to do. We've been having fun. I want everybody to get up on their feet. I want to clap your hands. This is it, the last bowl of the night right here. Mark Canaro, Oak Hill, Florida. 32 Richard is the bowl. Come on, we're going to have some fun. Let's go, LaBelle.
Buddy, I'm about to make a big noise playing in the streets of a big man. Okay, got mud on your face, big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing, we will rock you.
All right, watch when this bowl gets done. This one's got a little attitude. Now, Panero, we need to ride one. 90 points would be good, but 86 and a half will take you to the lead with the go-round buckle. Get around. I'm going to work. Watch it, Mr. Colfredo. Lay down and count on him. Get in. Now, Mr. Hill, watch my buddy Ross step around one for you. The bell is extra just for y'all. Their job's protecting cowboys.
I know you want me. You know I want you. I know you want me.
All right, we're going to get one quick, good one out of him right here. Oh, Weasel. All right, we like it very much. If you enjoyed it, that little extra is just for y'all. LaBelle, let him hear about it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, The man that won the first go-round is in the lead for the World Championship right here. My good friend from Brazil, the Sawatna Luciano, 86 points. Today we started at 8 o'clock tonight. We start at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll have one round and then the short go. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of everybody here with the SSBR, we ask that you travel home safely. Good night. God bless. We thank you for being here.
Yep.
All right, there you have it, Rodeo Fans. That's going to be it for our broadcast tonight. Let me tell you, it's been an exciting one. We had some great bull riding action. There you have Wagner Luciano is going to be the leader going in, and, of course, he is the 2009 leader right now, so that's going to certainly add to his points. Rooster McKeeman, who's sitting in second place, was able to make a qualified ride, so we're going to see if he was able to close the gap at all. Not sure if it's going to be enough. We may be looking at our 2009 world champion for the SSBR. We did have some great bull rides down here. We got some guys that got a little hurt, but you know what? These guys are banged up, but they'll come back tomorrow night. Get ready to do it all over again. Well, we will be broadcasting live on Making ATV, Rodeo Fans, tonight. Probably going to be around midnight. We're not going to guarantee exactly what time. If you do happen to miss it, you will be able to tune back in with us tomorrow for the replay. We will also be doing a live Making ATV broadcast here for our pre-rodeo event, checking in with some of the bull riders, maybe see if we can't catch up with Donnie Newman, one of the judges down here, and talk a little bit about tonight's event as well as tomorrow night's event as well. So, Rodeo Fans, on behalf of the SSBR and Ronald McDonald House Charities, we want to thank you for tuning in to Making A Radio Broadcast. Tune in tomorrow night, check out Making ATV tonight, and we will see you down the road.